Choose Financial Freedom course by Nick True. Lesson 5. The choice is yours. Welcome to the last lesson. One of the greatest songs of all time. Okay, maybe not of all time. Okay, one of the greatest hip-hop songs of all. Maybe not. Okay, one of the greatest old-school hip-hop songs from 1991 is The Choice is Yours by Black Sheep. And if you played NBA Street Volume No. 2 growing up, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you haven't heard this song before, go ahead and listen to it now.
Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that.
Okay, so today's lesson, The Choice is Yours, needs to be your new anthem. While this song is actually talking about why Black Sheep is an incredible hip-hop group and that you should choose them over others, this song is super helpful when it comes to choosing financial freedom. The song opens up with a guy singing this or that over and over again, louder each time. The chorus of this song is literally, you can get with this or you can get with that, repeated 6 times. It feels like that's the only thing you hear. And that's exactly what you need. Whenever you're about to make a choice, I want this song to pop in your mind because here's the honest truth. You can get this or you can get that, but you can't have both. You can't afford it all, so you've got to choose. Every time you say yes to one purchase, you're effectively saying no to some other purchase. This is the last lesson in learning how to choose financial freedom, making trade-offs, and actually choosing. Everything in your life is driven by choice. You choose this job over that one. You choose that boyfriend over this one. You choose where to go to school and where not to go to school. You choose to have kids or not to have kids. You choose to spend time on travel or not spend time on travel. Whenever you make a choice to do something, you're automatically choosing that thing over everything else that you could choose. Every single dollar you make goes somewhere. You can choose to spend it on something or save it later, for later. But eventually that dollar gets used, and when it does, it's gone and you can never use that dollar again. This all sounds super simple and obvious, but it's so simple, so important to understand because most of us just don't ever think about it. Making trade-offs is important regardless of income. Now, you may think that this is only a problem if you don't have much money. And while it's harder if you don't make much, this is always a problem regardless of your income. See, money is always finite. Even if you make $1 million a year, it's still only $1 million a year. You can spend $1.5 million you can't spend $1.5 million a year because you don't have $1.5 million to spend. Money always has limits. You'll always have to make trade-offs. That is why you see rich, famous football players going broke or lottery winners filing for bankruptcy. They don't want to make trade-offs. They want it all. Even if you make tons of money, excuse me, there still is a limit. And if you want financial freedom, you can't go over that limit. This is the action lesson. This entire course has been leading up to this moment. We've learned how belief is the number one step in reaching financial freedom. If you don't believe you can, you're already setting yourself up to fail. We've also learned the difference between needs, wants, and really wants. We learned how to define our really wants. We learned why the most successful people think long term and how we can start thinking long term. Today, we're putting all the pieces together. Now's the time to start choosing. Whenever you're about to make a purchase, I want you to do three things. One, sing or think the song, "The Choice Is Yours," even if it is the just this or that part of the song. Two, ask yourself if this is a need, a want, or a really want, and what the outcome is. Three, think about your long-term goals and how this purchase fits in. Think back to lesson 3 and 4. Most of the things you buy don't bring you any joy just for a few weeks or down the road, a month down the road. Let me say that again. Think back to lesson 3 and 4. Most of the things you buy don't bring you any joy just for a few weeks or months down the road. By following the 3-step plan every time you make a purchase, you'll actually start buying things that matter for the long term. You'll start making purchases based on the things that matter most to you instead of what sounds good in the moment. And when you decide to not buy something you were going to buy and take that money immediately and put it in an account that is specifically for the thing that you truly want. For example, this could mean passing up the new outfit and then transferring $50 into an account for your backpacking trip next fall. That's how you choose financial freedom. You start thinking about your purchases and consciously spending your money. So start choosing financial freedom. In the very first lesson, you wrote down what financial freedom means for you. Now it's time to start acting in a way that helps you reach it. That might mean cutting back, becoming more frugal, and saving more. Or it may just mean cutting out wants and spending more on your really wants. It's different for everyone, and that's okay. It's called personal finance for a reason, because it's personal. So here's what I want you to do about your current spending. Number one, write down again what your life looks like when you reach financial freedom. Two, think about what things you buy that aren't really wants and make a list. Three, start cutting the wants and put that money into saving accounts every month to save for your really wants. I'm not telling you that you've got to become the most frugal person ever. And I'm not telling you to sacrifice everything and never make any fun purchases in order to save for financial freedom. Part of finding financial freedom is being able to spend money on fun stuff that you really enjoy. All I want you to do is question everything. I want you to be extremely efficient with your money and make sure that when you spend money, it's on the things that truly matter to you. In summary, I know you literally just, you may have just read or listened to these lessons, but I also know that you probably didn't actually do anything. So I will say it again. Please get out a piece of paper or contact me for the worksheet which I, Sherry, have created to fill in. Do this with your current spending. Number one, write down what financial freedom means to you. Two, write down things you currently buy that aren't really wants. Three, cut those out and save the money for your really wants. Now do this for your future spending. Number one, sing this or that song to yourself before you decide to purchase. Two, ask yourself, is this a need, a want, or a really want? And three, think about your long-term goals and how this purchase fits in. So I hope you've enjoyed these lessons by Nick True. I have personally found them very helpful, and I'm always thinking this or that before I make a purchase. I also have a little card which I give to my clients to put next to their debit card, and it says on it, choose financial freedom, and it's there to remind them, kind of do a little checklist before they purchase something. And it basically has two columns. One is the spend money column, and the other is invest. Everything we do with our money, we're either spending it just for the here and now, the short term, or investing it for the long term. Also, we have needs versus wants versus really wants. And your really wants come under, of course, the investing your money column. Do you buy this or do you buy that? Of course, that is in the investment column. Do you buy something because you like the idea? Or do you buy something because you like the idea and the reality or outcome of that in the future? Of course, in the investment column is the idea, reality of that purchase, and especially the outcome in the future. When you look to buy something, do you tell yourself, I can't buy that? Or do you tell yourself, I don't buy that, because you are thinking long term? The power in using the word don't rather than can't, because can't signifies that it's something we do want to do, but we're being restricted. And making good choices is not a restriction, it's actually freedom. So, will you spend or invest your money? Is the thing you're buying what you really want? Think about the significant factor. And that means that the significant factor is, whatever I spend my money on today, how long will it matter? Is it significant enough that I'm going to get rewards more than just today, the here and now? And so I hope you enjoyed this course. Please PM message me. Check out my business Facebook page, Essential Spending Planner, and PM me, and I will send you the worksheet, which goes along with this course, which will help you work through all the things that Nick asked. And it's really insightful and will really help it become more a focus to you as you think and as you go to spend.